corporate homie.
Managing your brand.
What does my social media tell you about me?
That doesn't feel very private.
Hey, oh, wise one, help me.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
rehabilitating your brand.
Policy is different than culture.
It's never too late to be what you might have been.
Get your ego out of it. Hey, homies.
What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back.
Woo woo. Well, we are in the final of a three-part series on branding. We've done two other episodes, episode 61 on creating your brand and episode 62 on managing your brand. And now for the uncomfortable final installment.
Rehabilitating your brand.
Sadly, we all have to do this. We make mistakes, we come up short, and we got to figure out how to fix it.
Right, and I was just about to say that. And you don't have to be Olivia Pope or Judy Smith to rehabilitate your brand, but you do need some scandal-type thought patterns to know that, like, you're in a scandal-type situation, and it is time for you to be intentional and actively thinking about ways to recreate your brand or rehabilitate your brand.
And sometimes, you know, you don't even know it needs to be rehabilitated, but somebody in the organization will tip you off. You know, I can remember I had somebody come up to me and said, hey, you know, Ken or Bob or whoever your boss is, he thinks that you don't work on Fridays. He's like, oh, it's Friday afternoon, Demetrius not here. Surprise. And I'm like, I'm on calls.
And to me, that's a perfect example because I think this is something that people get confused. Your brand is, like we've said before, is whatever people are saying when you're not in the room. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It is what people are perceiving. And oftentimes, I would say, especially when it comes to rehabilitation, you're usually trying to rehabilitate something that is not true.
That's not even true.
Right.
Now, I've also seen homies dig in on fights they're not going to win about their brand. Like, I had a young homie who took a job, and they basically said, you can work anytime you want to as long as you get your 8 hours in. And so she was working like 7 to 3, but no one got in the office until 8:30. And so that hour and a half that she was at work, she wasn't getting any credit for. So she was just a person who was leaving early every day.
Right, so she did not have a reputation of working hard. She had a reputation of sneaking out early.
Right, and so she was saying, like, well, no, I asked when I was interviewing, I said, yes, but what you're talking about is policy, and policy is different than culture. And in your department,
at the end of the day, you can't come in at 7. Or if you do, you still have to stay to 5.
You got to stay to 5:30.
So it is what it is. And so that, to me, is a great thing. And so the first thing I think when you start talking about rehabilitating a brand is you have to take the criticism. You've got to be able to accept the criticism, and that is both if you have made the mistake and you know you've made the mistake, or if it's just perceived. It doesn't matter. You've got to take it on the chin. You got to take it.
Own it.
Yes.
Own it means own it. I personally hate this person. It's like, I know, but no, just stand there and be in it for a second. It's like, no, like, you just got to say, like, I'm sorry, I messed up. Not, but, because the but is you are saying, but it's okay.
Or sometimes people are saying the but, like, it's not a mistake. And sometimes you're like, no, you just made a mistake. And I think part of being a great leader, part of being a corporate homie, part of, like, slaying this corporate game, and actually in life, is just being able to say, I made a mistake, or I have not managed this brand well. People think ill of me, and I want to fix it, and I own that.
Like when you forget to buy something when somebody crosses.
Oh my gosh, that's a perfect example. So we literally just had a girlfriend who got into a new organization, and
it's not a Greek organization.
And a couple of my other friends, we realized that we did not get her a gift to congratulate her.
To properly celebrate her joining the organization.
Yes. And, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, we just didn't
we
do
messed
this
up.
Right. Right. And so another friend of mine, when I was telling her about it, was like, no, y'all didn't mess it up. I mean, I was like, no, like that, like we were just not great friends that day. Like we were completely the definition of inconsiderate in that we did not think this all the way through. We did not think about her. We were thoughtless. And so it's okay. We can fix it. But
it does have to be fixed, which means it has to be rehabilitated. It has to be fixed.
So unless what we're not going to do is sit here and tell ourselves that we didn't mess it up, because we did.
So Demetria makes a great point of, you know, first point, own it. My second point would be use it as an opportunity for growth. Use it as an opportunity to say, how could I have done this better so that you don't put yourself in the same situation moving forward? You hear all great athletes say that they learn more from their losses than they did from wins. And the reason being is that losses require, almost demand, that you reflect. Wins, you're just on the high from winning, and you forget we turned the ball over 12 times. Because all you remember is like, man, we pulled it off. And that's a coach's job, is to say, in spite of how badly we played, we still won this game. But for you, you don't necessarily have an individual coach. So you've got to take that as an opportunity for growth and change. And that means taking every new, when you're trying to rehabilitate your brand, every project, every email, every phone call, every task is an opportunity to start with that rehabilitation.
Yes. So it's sort of like, you know, Lamentations, new mercies every day. Or, you know, one of our favorite George Eliot quotes is that it's never too late to be what you might have been. So it is now time for you to be that person. So if you were the person who missed a deadline, like Bimitra said, then you have a timeliness, responsiveness issue in your brand. And so like you said, so with every email, you're like, I'm having a responsiveness timeliness issue. I need to be early. I need to get stuff in, turned in on time. I need to respond to emails quickly, because my brand right now is that I don't meet deadlines, that I don't respond to things. And so I need to use every opportunity to demonstrate that I actually do this. My next tip would be apologize.
When appropriate, like, yeah.
When appropriate, right. Because that is just something I think that people, it kind of goes to the ownership piece, but just people don't actually say, I am sorry that I missed your deadline, or I am sorry that the document didn't have the right authority, or I'm sorry that we failed to have, you know, Joan at the meeting and she was a critical piece because we forgot to invite her. I'm sorry. I'm going to make every effort to make sure things like that don't happen again.
Right. That is so key about the apologizing when appropriate. My next tip would be get your ego out of it. And so, because you're the one that's messed up. So sometimes that means you're going to be pulled off of the team so that the organization can still win. And that means that people are like, hey, you've got to go. The client doesn't want you, or we don't want you in front of the client because we're trying to save this relationship. And so you're going to have to go sit on the bench sometimes. And that is the way it is in sports too. You keep turning the ball over, you can't stay in the game because we're trying to
That's
win.
Right. You got to sit down today. Today's not your day.
And you can't say, well, Demetria keeps running the wrong. She's not running the place right. She's not in the right place. But yes, but the ball is in your hand and you're throwing it to an empty spot. And so,
right.
So you've got to go sit down. And just like in sports, you don't always sit down the whole season. You don't always even sometimes sit down the rest of the game. But you do sit down enough time for the coach to feel like your head, to give you an opportunity to get your head back in the game and get yourself out of it and get back team focused.
Right. I think that's a great point. My next tip would be formulate a strategy of how you're going to fix it. So there's nothing worse than when someone on my team makes a mistake and they come in just to tell me about the mistake, but they don't have anything for me. They don't have any resolution or solution about how we're going to move forward. When it's your mistake, you just like you own the mistake, you need to own the solution. It doesn't mean that people will actually implement your
solution. I was going to say, that's not the point. The point is you have thought about how you're going to get us out of this.
since you were the one that got us in it.
That part.
Right. So I do think you need to come in like, look, you know, I forgot to invite Joan to the meeting. I've talked to Joan. We could start the meeting 30 minutes late or we could reschedule. I've also checked with blah, blah, blah. The next date available for everyone is this. That's what I mean by having a game plan in the moment, looking, and then that still is showing some strength, still showing some thoughtfulness, even in the midst of a mistake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then when you're trying to, I would say you've got to, my next point is you got to get some type of new message. And you're going to probably need your sponsor or your mentor to help you spread that new message. You can't do it alone. Because you can't be the person who messed up that was like, but now I'm hardworking. Like, no.
Right, yeah. I know I missed the deadline, but now, you know what? And you can't be the person like saying things like, I'm working on it. I'm working on being hardworking. Because this is something I can't seem to get people to understand. Once you have a negative thing that is a part of your brand, you're always late, you're not hardworking, you telling people you're working on it, you know what they hear?
Fine.
I'm still about this late life.
Right. And
I'm still about this not hardworking
life. And people think, as you should be.
Well, and what I think is, don't try, do.
Yeah, okay, Yoda.
Well, what I really think, because what I hear you saying is you're not yet committed to the new message. You're not yet committed to the new thing. You still want to explain to me why you might could still be late or why you might could still miss deadlines. And what I want to hear is I am pivoting and going in a new direction and I'm committed to that. Not like I'm going to do my best. I'm going to see what I can. I'm going to see what I can do.
And I think that that is taking us full circle back to the very first point is you still haven't actually taken ownership.
Right. Yeah, no, that's right. And so, like, I do think what you're saying, the use of your sponsors can help, but no one helps disseminate information about your new brand until they see you actually with conduct that's matching this new message.
And I don't think that you can start even expecting a sponsor to spread this new message. I mean, you're talking about a minimum of 30 to 45 days of consistent, like you said, you coming in at, you know, 7:45 or responding. I mean, for people to have an opportunity to see some consistent, it's just like when you're dating somebody and they let you down and then they say they're sorry and you decide to stay with them. You're like, okay, but I want to see some consistency. I want to see several weeks of them not doing whatever it is that they did before I'm like, okay, we're good, Zoe.
Right. And like you said, I guess that's a good point. You can't expect a sponsor to start helping disseminate the new gospel of Demetra when you just have only been like let's say you missed a deadline and you turn in the last two projects on time. You're going to need a lot of projects turned in on time before they're going to be willing to sit in a meeting and say, you know, that used to be an issue for Demetra. But now, you know, if you look over the last 6 months, she has really turned the corner on that. And you're going to need some, like you said, you're going to need some conduct. You're going to need some action to go behind
actions
that.
And time.
You know, this has probably been the quickest of the episodes. And I think that's because there's really no magic in rehabilitating your brand. What the real thing with rehabilitating your brand is you have to do the work. So it's not going to be a lot about messaging and all of that. It's going to be about you actually doing the work.
There are no shortcuts.
Right. No shortcuts to that one when you have a perception issue or a mistake that you're trying to fix.
No question.
As we said, this has been a fun series for us. We don't do that many series, so it's been fun to do a series again. It was a 3-part series, so if you haven't had a chance to listen to the other 2 episodes, please go back, check those episodes out, give us some feedback, slide into the DM, tell us what you're thinking. You can find us on all things social at Corporate Homie. Homie is HOMIE. We're basically on every social media platform you can think of.
And if you have any questions or you have a new topic that you want to hear about, please send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com. If you want us to come out and share in person and speak at your organizations, feel free to send us an email at info@corporatehomie.com.
And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.